I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, I'm riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.
Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rockin' to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Welcome to Under Western Skies here on The Legend, 93.5 AM 930. Peter Bruce with a live in-studio guest, Carol Markstrom, has been kind enough to share some of her time with us this morning, and we'll be hearing some of her music and some of her projects. Carol's a noted author, musician, and we'll find out what she has done over the years as far as her role as an educator as well. It's Under Western Skies with a special live in-studio guest, Carol Markstrom, in studio today on Under Western Skies.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, I'm riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.
Whoopee-tie-yi-ho, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Thank you. like quieter Pat Masterson. Then came Soil Dust, Selling Easy Love. I sinned on whiskey, cards, and vice. Followed the devil, paid the ultimate price. The miner's ray of sun is the candle underground. Coughing lungs, rumbling rock, the dark cave's only sound. On a moonless night, a small ray of light. The miner's ray of sun is the candle underground. The shine of silver hid dangers below, like consumption which took my lungs and soul. The shaft stole my last. A candle flicker and death. My ghost now roams with hammer in hand, still searching for wealth in a desolate land. The miner's ray of sun is the candle underground. Coughing lungs, rumbling rock, the dark cave's only sound. On a moonless night, a small ray of light might be found. The miner's ray of sun is the candle underground.
Under Western Skies on The Legend, 93.5 AM 930, featuring a song recorded back in 2021 by Carol Markstrom from her Mile After Mile collection. Carol is live in studio with us this morning. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Peter. It's great to be here.
You know, this Mile After Mile album, you put a lot of effort into it, largely... in part to some musical partners, for example, Seth Maynard. And you've worked off and on with him through the years, and he was instrumental in helping you create a lot of these songs, right?
Yes. I call this my COVID album because, you know, we couldn't do much in the year 2000. You know, basically all of my shows were canceled and everybody
else's.
Back
in 2020, yeah.
2020, I meant. Thank you. I was writing songs, and Seth and I just had countless Zoom sessions to perfect these songs. So he is also a co-producer on this album, along with Merle Brigante, who engineered it as well. And so Seth and I worked, got the songs, you know, polished and ready to be recorded. And he's in West Virginia. His studio is Lone Wolf Productions in Elkins, West Virginia, where I recorded my first two albums when I lived there. So it was so wonderful to reconnect with Seth again.
And let me backpedal. As long as we're talking West Virginia, you spent many years there as an educator. Tell me your role at the university and how that morphed into your music career.
Yes, I was a professor there for, 22 years before I gave it up for the music because I was really pulling two careers and it was just getting too hard. But one of my areas of expertise is in Native American studies. And so my research from about 1999 on was here in the Southwest on the Navajo Nation and also among San Carlos Apaches. So I was spending a great deal of time in Arizona and New Mexico and just sort of fell in love with the location. And actually what I was teaching in the classroom and writing about really became inspiration for many of the songs that I wrote as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and the song we just heard, Miner's Candle, that was also a collaboration. Tell me about Manuela Schneider and how the two of you teamed up to create this song and what it speaks to.
Well, Manuela and I know one another originally through the Western Writers of America. She's actually from Germany, but she loves the Southwest, especially the Tombstone area. So she writes historical fiction. And she said, "Carol, I'd really like to get into songwriting." And she has a heart for miners of the Old West. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, we really don't have many songs, if any, about miners in Western music. And so we began writing this song at a distance, and then I added music to it, and it ended up being on this album. Well, so then Manuela said, "Let's make a music video." And it was, "No, let's make a film." Right. So she came here, I guess it was 2 years ago, we made the film at a Western studio set near Benson, Arizona. It's called Gammon Gulch. And so it's set up for movies, it's in filming movies. And we chose that site because it does have a mine setting in it, which we needed for the film. So Manuela, you know, just produced it, found the actors. And there are many, many actually Western actors around Tombstone that serve as extras in Western films. So there, you know, there was many to choose from for this. So it's a short Western film. I perform in it as a saloon singer in like 1880s and singing this song, of course, Miner's Candle. Well, then it started getting submitted to film festivals and just ended up winning numerous awards. I've lost track from Wild Bunch Film Festival, which is held in Tucson, but it's an international film festival, to festivals in L.A., in San Diego, in Spain, in the Netherlands. So it's, you know, the production has won. Manuela has won as a first-time female filmmaker. I've won in music. We were in the Netherlands, both of us, this last August for the Red Carpet Award show, and the film won there as well, and Manuela won as a filmmaker, and the year before the song won, so I won the year before. It was just, it's amazing. It's resonated internationally is what I'm trying to get
how
to the
cool
point.
How cool is that?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So what's the name of the film, and how can you access it?
Very easy. It's now on YouTube, and just go under Miner's Candle, the short film.
So the sign caught my eye, stirring a memory. The years have flown by since El Paso, El Paso. Don't slow down at Lordsburg or points on the way. East to El Paso again.
To that cantina we each chanced upon. The moon came along, we danced until dawn at El Paso, El Paso. Willing that night to never end, east to El Paso again. Sunny casita, this dream has no end.
Blue skies, adobe room, we can grow. Forget all our cares in old Mexico. Mexico.
said our goodbyes, and that was the last of El Paso. El Paso. One final look, we each went our way, east to El Paso again.
Ones we'd always stay, but
El Paso, El Paso,
bittersweet memories of what once had been,
east to El Paso again, east to El Paso again, east to El Paso. And you.
Under Western Skies on the Legend 93.5 AM 930, featuring the work this morning of Carol Markstrom. Carol's a musician and an author and an educator. And back at the beginning of that set, I had you perform a song called Juniper and Sage. Maybe you could weigh in on the significance of those two objects and elements and their importance to Native American culture.
Yes. Well, certainly they are considered sacred herbs, you know, by many tribes. Sage, of course, being something that's often burned at the beginning of gatherings and at other times as sort of a cleanser and purifier. And then juniper is often smudged as well. So it does have that sort of, like the lyric in the song, sweet earthiness. They're both earthy sort of herbs, and that's, I think, the connection there.
And that song has yet to be released on an album that you're currently putting together, right?
Yes, I'm currently working on my fifth album with Merle Brigante in the Austin area.
Great. Now, we followed that up with a recorded song from your Crossing Borders album, and that was recorded, gosh, almost 10 years ago now, back in 2015.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we had East to El Paso. One of the collaborators, and we heard his voice, is John Chandler, who's a great musician, but he's also integrally involved in the Western Writers of America, as are you, as am I. And the Western Writers of America, the WWA, is kind of a companion organization to the International Western Music Association and a lot of the songs that are played on this program on a week-to-week basis. And it's an interesting dynamic, and the two organizations weave in and out of one another due to the songwriting of lyrics and the writing of books and nonfiction and novels of the American West. Where to begin?
Where to begin? Well, I was brought into or attracted to WWA because I wanted to move my writing in a more creative direction. And I hadn't begun songwriting yet. But at my first meeting, which was in 2010, every night there's always a jam circle going on. And I was just in awe of these singer-songwriters and thought, I have things to say too in songs, and I was ready to start writing. So yes, WWA has a very broad, inclusive approach to writing about the West, whether it is songs, songwriting, or poetry, fiction, nonfiction, historical, contemporary, film, you know, you name it, anything about the West. So that's how I learned about the International Western Music Association was through WWA. I thought, okay, I have another home as well.
Mm-hmm. This song that we heard a while back, East to El Paso, is one you wrote, and then you roped in John Chandler to play harmonica and sing, and he's just a natural fit for that song, and it came out great.
Thank you. When I was writing this song, it came to me that it needed to be a duet. And I knew the voice I wanted. He's one of my favorite Western voices. And he graciously agreed. And so I was just so pleased how that song came out.
John Chandler is often, at least for the past couple of years, the MC for the International Western Music Awards in Albuquerque every November. And he's just got such a beautiful voice. It's this resonating baritone and a great harmonica player, too. Now, Carol, when you produce these albums, there's a sidetrack I wanted to take here, and that is a tip of the hat as far as creating little mini booklets and stories and histories behind each song. And so as you're listening to the music, you can read along and find the motivation and the inspiration behind a lot of these tunes.
Yes, I think that's really important because all songwriters, we're inspired by something for every song. And I love singer-songwriter sorts of venues, too, where you are able to describe what really brought you into wanting to do a song. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to play another one from Crossing Borders. And this is let me have you explain how you teamed up with Chiwa James. And again, a tie-in with the Western Writers of America. So this is a co-write with her, correct?
Exactly. We met through Western Writers, and Chiwa is of the Modoc tribe. She's an amazing woman. You know, she's been a TV anchor. She's been a national park ranger. She's an author. And so she's written books about her people, like that about the Modoc tribe. So we collaborated and wanted the song to be in both English and Modoc languages. So that's what you'll hear in the recording. And it's Chiwa and some other Modoc singers doing the Modoc part, and then I'm telling the story in English. And I brought these two very disparate sorts of ideas to my engineer, who was Seth Maynard at that time. I said, we've got to make this into one coherent song. And he worked his magic and made it happen in the studio. So I was, again, very pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, it's a demonstration of the endurance of the Modoc people.
Yes.
And real poignant song. Carol Markstrom with Modoc Up on Under Western Skies.
Ho-in-na, ho-in-na, win-me-ya.
The odds are 10 blue coats to Modoc's only one. They face the U.S. Army with the rising of the sun. A shelter and stronghold of black lava rock. They know its power, and soldiers do not.
Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up.
Fight for their freedom, the mission is clear. Persevere, move from fear.
Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up. Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up.
Months exhausted, undone. The time has come to lay down their guns. Imprisoned and forced to have continent away. Heartache and loss, yet they sustain.
Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up.
Fight for their freedom, the mission is clear. Persevere, move from fear.
Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up. Modoc up, Modoc up, Modoc up.
There comes a time in the river of life to swim up to the shore of the
mission is clear. Persevere, move from fear.
Modakap, modakap, modakap.
Fight for their freedom, the mission is clear. Persevere, move from fear.
Modakap, modakap, modakap. Modakap, modakap, modakap.
Listening to The Legend 93.5 AM 930, heard online at thelegendaz.com. Carol Markstrom is my live in studio guest this morning. We just heard a track from her Crossing Borders CD, Modoc Up. Carol, as a professor at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia, you had an interesting wedge to get to your study of indigenous peoples and the Native American scene. And it didn't necessarily begin with studying indigenous life or peoples, but it came from a different angle. I wanted you to explain how you became an educator and studier of Native peoples.
I'll go back to the beginning. I'm not Native, but I did, grow up really aware of Native communities in Minnesota and worked in urban settings with urban Indians. I also, worked for a tribe in South Dakota and worked in child protection and family services. I taught at the tribal college. So it does, I have a lot of work history and living on reservations over the years. So it was always an interest. I feel like I learned more than I gave sometimes. But then when I went into continued my graduate studies, my PhD is actually in developmental psychology, and I focused on adolescence and youth within cultural context, with indigenous youth being my focus. And so that's sort of a bridge between psychology and culture. At WVU, while I continue to teach classes in adolescent development, I also became part of the Native American Studies faculty as well, and taught many, many courses in Native American Studies. And this is at the time when I was coming back and forth a lot to Arizona and New Mexico, right, because I was doing research for a book I was writing on puberty rituals of girls. And so I focused on the Apache Sunrise Dance and the Navajo Canalda. Those themes really do come out in my music as well. It's wonderful to be able to integrate these various facets of who I am, and I feel that's what I've done in life.
Okay, so that was a previous book you made mention of. You're working on another one now.
Yes, this idea came to me recently. Every one of my CDs, and including my upcoming one, has songs about Apaches, Navajos, Lakota, different tribes or people, historical events or current events as well, and current figures. So I've been wanting to collect all of that in one album at some point. And then the idea came to really make this into a book, you know, because the challenge was, as an educator, here I am taking what might be a 50-minute lecture on the relationship between the Apache leader Cochise and Thomas Jeffords, putting that into a three-minute song. Yeah. How do you take, you know, an hour and put it in 3 minutes? That's what you do with songwriting.
Right.
But now I'm going the other direction. This book will be I selected 12 of my songs that are Native-inspired. Each song is a chapter, and I will be able to go into the details behind each song. And so when people get the book, they're going to get QR codes to each song as well as a physical product, which it's either going to be the CD or thumb drive. So that's something to watch for. And I'll mention today that a Navajo friend of mine, Morgan Farley, came into the studio. We recorded her speaking some words that's going to come into one of my upcoming songs about Annie Mae Pictou Aquash. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a fascinating session in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And to have her use the words of another Native woman and the peril and the history of that whole story is, we could go on about that, but this just an example of your work with Indigenous people through the years as part of your, not only your education career, but now your life in music as well. Carol Markstrom is a noted author, composer, musician, and we're going to play a song pre-recorded back 3 years ago in 2021, the name of the collection, Mile After Mile. This is called Seekers. And through your visits to various pictograph and petroglyph sites throughout the Southwest, you came up with an idea for this song. And explain about connection to the land and the earth and how it all unfolded.
Well, yes, whenever I have opportunities to visit these sites, I do. And I ask the questions that we all do. Okay, what do these symbols mean? You know, what are they communicating? And you know, I just thought of it, well, you know, we write our words down in a different form now, but this is, they're telling their stories as well and what's meaningful and significant to them. So we're really not so different from one another. And that's what I tried to connect to, was their inspirations as well as ours and communication. So that's what Seekers is getting at.
A wise man said, there's nothing new under the sun. Stories once spun, is the magic undone? Symbols carved long ago, deep in stone. I walk dirt paths to make these mysteries known. Messages in stone from ages ago stood the test of time that we might know. We are seekers after all. We are seekers after all. I hear ancient voices calling deep from the canyon. Ghostly eyes watch. These are my companions. A spiral etched in rock is my guide. I'll find my way back home in the circle of time. Messages in stone from ages ago stood the test of time that we might know. We are seekers after all. Seekers after all. Reach toward a gently trace the lines, seeking a vision, someone left behind. An eagle glides above and one stares from stone.
Have faith in yourself.
Touch the unknown.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Who needs words when the heart is stirred? They came as seekers like you and me on a quest for a shared destiny. Messages in stone from ages ago stood the test of time that we might know. We are seekers after all. We are seekers after all. We are seekers after all.
Under Western Skies on the Legend, 93.5 AM 930. Peter Bruce with Carol Markstrom this morning. It was Seekers from the Mile After Mile collection. We're going to lighten things up a little bit with Carol as she performs one live in studio. Why don't you give a little background concerning this and talk about the inspiration?
Okay. Out Here in the Sticks is really sort of tongue-in-cheek about the strange sightings and occurrences that people report in the West. And, you know, I travel a lot. You know, I'm on the road, oftentimes alone. And I got to admit, I have come across a few strange things. I have a few strange experiences. But really, it's just sort of poking fun at that whole mythology of the West. This seems to be where the UFOs like to go, and Bigfoot, and that's what this song is about. So it's meant to be funny, I hope.
Stranger than life, stranger than fiction. Grab your boots and run like the dickens. Are my eyes playing tricks out here in the sticks? My mind's been eclipsed out here in the sticks. 98 miles of ET Highway, Area 51 is on the way. Alien abductions have begun. Step on the gas, watch your buns. Bigfoot is roaming free to the north of Silver City. Hairy with red glowing eyes, don't wander off on the Great Divide. At Roswell, keep your eyes open wide. UFOs cause quite a fright. Little green men are on their way. They could rope you and fly away. Have you heard of the Marfa ghost lights? Orbs in the desert, pulsing bright. Ranchers declare there's sight to dread. These spooky lights could be the undead. Stranger than life, stranger than fiction. Grab your boots and run like the dickens. Are my eyes playing tricks out here in the sticks? My mind's been eclipsed out here in the sticks. I've tried to make you aware, so don't get caught in these snares. If you have a shred of doubt,
take my advice and change your route. Stranger than life, stranger than fiction. Grab your boots and run like the dickens. Are my eyes playing tricks out here in the sticks? My mind's been eclipsed out here in the sticks. I'm in quite a fix out here in the sticks.
She was born in Mexico, daughter of a highwayman. She was a desert rose in a rugged land. So many things she didn't know. When the rose began to grow, she fell out of love with a dangerous man. The winds of change began to blow. She tried to leave, he wouldn't let her go. She left him lying dead in the desert sand. Oh, Bendita, he never wanted to live this way. Oh, Bendita, running from day to day, where will tomorrow lead ya? Can't let nobody need ya. Oh, Bendita. They were looking for her. Across the border, faster than a bullet through the Texas night. She had a thirst for water, and then the morning caught her, searching for a shadow in the bright sunlight. Lord knows she's been through enough, and she feels like giving up, but she can't let him take her freedom away. Nobody goes. No kind of life for a desert rose. She's holding back her tears in her Spanish eyes. Oh, Bendita, you never wanted to live this way. Oh, Bendita, running from day to day, where will tomorrow lead ya? Can't let nobody need.
Featuring the music and creativity and the career of Carol Markstrom this morning on Under Western Skies. We began that set with kind of a tongue-in-cheek song about extraterrestrials and UFOs called Out Here in the Sticks, right?
Right.
and we followed that with Bendita, and that was on your Desert Rose album, which you recorded 6 years ago now, back in 2018.
Wow.
And Bandita speaks to a situation where a woman has to flee for her life across the international border, and creative. It'd be a great theme for a movie.
It really would be. The song is co-written by Mentor Williams and Michael Hearn, and my producer and engineer, the late Bill Vorndick, brought it to my attention. It's a great plot for a movie. You know, this woman's in a situation that she really didn't want to be in, but she's running for her life now, and she's got to somehow survive. And it's a life story for some people.
Yeah, and recently, while we were putting this show together, you received notification from France where you're getting airplay of that song over there.
It's been very popular internationally, in Spain, in France, in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Australia. And even though, like you said, this came out 6 years ago, it's still played. It's really had, I don't know, that's what I mean, a universal theme perhaps. Yes.
Yeah. And as far as your international travel, you go to Europe a lot, and Western music is big in not only Germany, but the Netherlands and France as well.
It is. Yes. If, you know, some Western musicians like myself, we've made the effort to get our music heard in other countries. I have a European promoter and an Australian promoter as well. And so I've been on the charts in Australia and other countries. And because it is Western music, they love the West, the iconic, what we all sort of learned growing up and beyond about, you know, the stories of the West. So it certainly resonates. And that has brought me to the Red Carpet Awards show in the Netherlands. And it's an international competition. They have, this year, there's entries from at least 44 different countries. And so I've been very privileged to win two awards from them. I attended the live show this past year. And
with John Chandler.
John Chandler didn't attend, no. But I did perform our song, East El Paso.
Okay. Got it.
And I had a German man, Thomas Rittmeier, sang it with me as a duet.
Cool.
And played rhythm guitar. And I had some other international musicians backing me on it. So it was a wonderful experience. And I'll be back for the 2024 show later this year and performing at that one as well.
You know, it speaks to the commonality of certain life experiences across continents and around the world. And I think that's why Western music is seeing a renaissance, and why the IWMA, International Western Music Association Awards and Convention every November in Albuquerque is getting bigger and better all the time.
It really is. I've really noticed that the last few years, that there's just some outstanding musicians coming from Nashville, from Texas, from all over, but that we have not had in the past. And I love seeing that.
Carol Markstrom, you've been so gracious as far as your sharing your time and telling the story of your life, and best of luck moving forward. You've got a book in the works, also a movie?
I haven't committed to another movie yet. Okay, probably some music videos, and another album will come out soon as well.
But now, if somebody wanted to find out more about you and listen or view your music, it's available on YouTube, correct?
It is. Right. It is on YouTube and Spotify and Pandora, you know, the normal streaming services. They can go to my website, carolmarkstrommusic.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So,
and what about your website?
carolmarkstrommusic.com. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just love having you in the studio. It's been a while, but it's a fascinating life story, and it continues to evolve, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're going to end the program with one from your Mile After Mile album, and it's a very subjective viewpoint, and the name of the song, Perfect. Explain how you put this together and where the inspiration came from.
Well, that album, which is my latest one, really is more personal than any of my others. You know, many, not all, but many of the songs do come out of experiences. Actually, I get many of my ideas driving from show to show, and that's where some of these songs came from. But Perfect is really sort of my story. It's you know, you reach a certain point in life, and you know, you've had some accomplishments, but maybe not all of them. But that's okay, because I have just, it's been a great ride. I've had wonderful experiences along the way. I've met great people, and I just can't complain. So that's what Perfect is getting at. Yeah.
Here's Perfect from Carol Markstrom to end Under Western Skies this Sunday morning. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you again next week. Have a great Sunday.
I can't hold a candle to her or walk in a room and make heads turn. Won't be the star of a rock and roll band or write cool lyrics like Townes Van Zandt. Won't be on the cover of the Rolling Stone or win a Grammy to grace my home. Life is perfect. I've played a few circuits, found my purpose. Oh, life is perfect. Made up my mind to go my way, escape the cage that they made. Pull into town in a yellow van, in a peasant dress, a matching headband. Find my way to the county grandstand, backed by a slick-looking cowboy band. Life is perfect. Played a few circuits, found my purpose. Oh, life is perfect. It took me a while, is all I can say. Grab the brass ring when it comes your way. Center stage at a res rodeo, cowboys, Indians, horses and bulls, sing till dawn, great divide. Fans by my side, watch the sunrise to the end of the road in the last frontier. Ragged folk calling. Life is perfect. I played a few circuits, found my